If you have your Bible, turn to 1 Peter chapter number 5. 1 Peter chapter number 5, verse number 5. It said, "Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you." I want to preach this this morning, just a little while, if God will be our help, on this thought, dressed in humility. Dressed in humility. As we look at this and we can see, the Bible tells us that our Lord, that he's our chief shepherd, and he watches over his sheep. Brother Billy done so eloquently this morning in John chapter 10 that specifically tells us that Jesus is our shepherd. And he's that chief shepherd that watches over the flock. In other words, he watches over his sheep. I want to say this morning real quickly, I'm glad I'm one of his little sheep. Ain't you? Amen. Praise God. Listen to me. Old devil may want to hinder you this morning, but if you're a child of God, if you've been born again, praise the Lord, then you are one of God's little sheep. Amen. It means you've entered into his fold, and he had become your great sheep, chief shepherd. Praise the Lord. And now sometimes I believe we get in, but we don't allow him to be that chief shepherd that he wants to be. The one who wants to lead and guide us and show us where we need to be, even in the hours in which we live. And we're living in a day, an hour of deceit, and things is just about out of hand on every page. But praise God, he's a God that's still in control. I'm going to tell you this morning, don't matter what's happening around the world, God ain't wringing his hands trying to figure it out. God knows exactly what he'll do. You say, "Pastor Jeff, what will he do?" He's going to take care of his little sheep. He's going to take care of me and you. He promised he would. God will never renege on his promise. Now, if I break you a promise, I might not be able to keep it. But I want to say that our God and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, praise God, he is an absolute promise keeper. And he tells us something here in 1 Peter. Peter's speaking to us. He tells us that we need to cast our cares upon him, for he careth for you. So what he's saying here, that he is that chief shepherd, the shepherd of your soul, your shepherd. And he said that you need to cast your cares upon him. Amen. Because why? Because he cares for you. We need to cast our cares, bring all of our prayer, our supplication to the Lord because he cares for you. Amen. We need to bring them, cast them at his feet because he cares for you. Bless his name. Amen. So we see as the Bible begins to speak to us, listen to what he says in verse 5. He said, "Likewise, you younger, submit yourself unto the elder." He said, he said, all of you. Now that's just not, now he's specific here in what he's saying. He's not just talking to one here and there. He's talking to everyone. Amen. Me and you alike. He's speaking to us. He said, "Yea, all of you be subject to one another and be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud." Now I want to look at this just a minute here. This word resisteth. Amen. The word resistance, it literally means, praise God, it's a real strong word. This is the only place that it's used in the New Testament. It's a strong word. It means to set oneself against something. Amen. So here God's telling us through Peter, he's saying that God resists us, or he sets himself against pride. Amen. Pride is a destroyer. Praise God. It destroys. It destroys lives. We get caught pride. You know why people won't come to the altar and get right with God? You know why people won't testify? Because of pride. We get caught up. We say, "Well, what will people think?" Amen. Praise God. You're in the house of God. We love the Lord. If you get up and get the wave into glory and say, "Glory, hallelujah," or "Praise God," amen, we'll thank you love Jesus. Amen. Amen. And praise God, it'll get us excited too because we love Jesus too. It wouldn't bother me a bit if everybody's up here just praising Jesus. Just praising, bragging on the Lord. Talk about what God has done. Amen. Because he's worthy of our praise. And I don't know about you. I don't want God setting himself up against me in any way. I want my God to be for me and not against me. Amen. Praise God. But it's unusual what we see here. Because God's dislike. Amen? Because pride is listen, pride is a normal part of our nature, right? It's a normal part of you and I. It's a normal part of who we are. That pride. Every one of us have it. Amen? Come on now. Don't get quiet on me. Every one of us have pride in our lives. Hey, some things we should be proud of. I'm proud of my faith. I'm proud of my walk. Praise God. Trying to be pleasing to God. I'm proud of those things. Amen. Praise God. We ought to be proud. We ought to be proud of what God's done for us. We ought to be proud of what we can do for Him. Amen. Everybody has pride. Every one of us like to be lifted up. Hello? Amen. You're not me, preacher. Now listen, don't go to being prideful and liar too. Amen. We all like to be lifted up. Amen. Praise God. But every one of us wants to be received. Amen. We want to all feel welcome as a part of something. Amen. Every one of us. Praise God. Every one of us, you and I, we like to be ministered to. Amen. We like people to do stuff for us. Come on. Yeah, preacher, that's not me. I'd rather. Yeah, now, wait a minute. Well, if we're going to have to wear this altar out this morning. Amen? Because we have pride in our lives. Amen. Praise God. We got to be careful with the pride that's in our life. Amen. Praise God. Because we all like to be lifted up. We all like to be received. We all like to be ministered to. Praise God. In other words, we all would kind of like to be the center of attention.
Amen.
Amen. Everyone want to be seen. We want to be recognized. That's just who we are. Amen. That's just part of us. That's pride that's in us. And listen, pride's a hard thing to kill. Pride's a hard thing to get rid of. Amen. It seems like when you want to get rid of it, it's the cat's got 9 lives, but it seems like pride has 1,000 lives. We try to kill it and beat it down in one area, it comes back in another one. Amen. And pride hinders us in that aspect. We try to bury it, and it won't stay buried. See, it's like Jesus, it rises up out of the tomb. Amen. But praise God, it does. It's just what it does. And it takes 1,000 different shapes. Amen. It's hard to capture it. It's hard to figure out what it is and contain it. You might say pride is elusive. Amen. It's hard to get a handle on. And it's hard to control. Amen. Am I still in the book? Is everybody still with me?
Amen.
Amen. Pride is a hard thing to deal with. That's why it cost Satan so much. Remember what happened to Satan? You know why he fell? Because of what?
Pride.
He fell in pride. You know what happened to Satan? He had eye problems. Amen. And it wasn't seeing, but it was seeing. He had eye problems. He seen a powerful and almighty God, and he rose up and he said, "Say, I'd like to be like him." He said, "I will be him." Amen. Pride rose up in Satan, and that's why Satan fell, because of pride. Let me just show you that. Isaiah chapter 14, if I find it right quickly. Isaiah chapter 14, verse number 12. Say, "How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How great how art thou cut down to the earth, which didst weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart." See what happened to Satan? He had heart problems. And there wasn't no physician on earth could fix him. Amen. He said, He said, "I will ascend unto heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God," as though he had a throne. He said, "I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds, and I will be like the Most High. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit." You see, our problems don't lift you up, but our problems bring you down. Amen. So that's why we have a need to have a humble spirit, because a prideful and a haughty spirit will bring you to destruction. The writer in Proverbs tells it this way. Let me just show you. Proverbs chapter number 16, verse number 18. He said, pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before the fall. Amen? So he said, pride comes before destruction. And he said, that haughty, that lifted up spirit, you know, that makes you think that you're better than somebody else. Hello? That makes us think that we're better than somebody. There's none of us better than anybody else.
Amen.
The Bible says that we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. And if there's any good thing in you, it's because you've recognized that and you've asked God, the Lord Jesus Christ, to forgive you your sins, invite Him into your heart, and He began to direct you in a different path. Hello? Praise God. But he goes on and says this. He said, better is it to be of an humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud. Amen? Praise God. He goes on, verse 27, he that handleth a matter wisely shall find good, and whosoever trusteth in the Lord, happy is he. Amen? So we're not trusting in ourselves. We're not trusting this old prideful person that we are, but we're trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ, the one that can help us, praise God, above everything else in this world. He's there for us. Amen? So he said, we just need to come with a humble heart, dressed in humility before God. Because then and only then can God really use us for His glory. Amen. To lift up, to bring us up and to put us in a place where He can get glory out of our life. That's what it's all about. God wants to get glory out of you and me. Amen. And we do that by being able to lift up His name for all that He's already done for us and what He wants to do. The psalmist said it, I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of God. Amen? A doorkeeper. What is that? What is a doorkeeper? Look at Psalm. Let me just show you. Psalms 82. Or Psalms 84, rather. Psalms 84, verse number 10. For a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. Now watch what he says. He said, I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will He withhold from them that walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth in thee. So you say, how do I get the blessings of God? You come with a humble spirit. You come dressed in humility, and God begins to bless you with the blessings that pour out from the portals of glory. God has it all, young'uns. Praise God. He has everything that we'll ever need. And he says, the psalmist said, I'd rather sit at the door, praise God, Brother Ralph, I'd rather be a greeter at God's house, to greet at the door and welcome people in, praise God, to have the wealth of the wicked. Amen. I don't know about you, I'd rather be a greeter at the house of God.
Amen.
Amen. And know the Lord Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior, because He holds the blessings before us. I'd rather be a greeter for Him than anything. Amen, praise God, to do just a little something for Him, because He's done it all for us. You remember the story of Jesus in John 13? He comes in with the disciples, and they've been out and been busy, and they come in for the day, and there's nobody there to offer them a way to wash and cleanse their feet, to get the dirt of the day off of them. Amen, so the Bible says that Jesus took off His attire, took off His robes and laid them aside and girded Himself with a towel, and He began to wash and clean the disciples' feet. Now, I don't know if you know it or not, but towel that He girded Himself about, it's the wardrobe of a servant. Amen. So we see this morning that Jesus Christ Himself, are we better than our master? Are we better than our chief shepherd? No, in no way. I said He took off His attire and He girded Himself as a servant, and He got down there and He washed their feet. Amen. Washed their feet. You say, what was he doing? He was showing them humility. Amen. He was humble. He was greater than all. But praise God, he washed their feet. He offered them a gift, praise God, that nobody around, nobody had offered them a gift. Nobody offered this kind of service, but Jesus did. Amen. There's no service like the service of a Savior. Praise God. He has all the good things to do to us, to do for us, praise God, because of His humility. Praise His holy name. What a blessing. He laid aside his attire, took off his robe and girded himself as a servant, that he might be a servant unto them. Not only a servant to the son, but a servant unto us. Praise the Lord. Amen. So we talk about being lifted up. We talk about receiving things. We talk about being ministered to. We talk about liking to get attention. Amen. Let me tell you where you can get that. You can get that from Jesus Christ, your Savior. He'll minister to you and love on you in so many ways you'll have to like one of them. Amen. Praise God. Even us as Baptist complainers, hello, amen, can find something good that the Lord has done for us and is doing for us, encouraging us and lifting us up. Praise His holy name. Amen. You say, well, preacher, there's so much. Yeah, there's hard things. There's hard things that come at us, but praise God, there's a God that's bigger than all that. Amen. Praise His holy name. Glory. They was a little old fellow one time. They said, I forget where I heard this, said a little old fellow, and he was crippled in his legs, and he was waiting at the bus stop. And the bus pulled up, and he was trying to get to the bus stop, you know. And he called to the driver. He said, sir, wait for me, sir, if you will. And it said that old bus driver, he held the door open for this little old crippled boy as he hobbled and made his way up those bus steps. And he hobbled, made his way back the aisle. And he got back there and he sat down beside this elderly gentleman. Praise God. With a big old smile on his face, satisfied, praise God, with himself. Where he'd come from, where he had come to. Said that old fellow looked at him and said, son, can I ask you a question? He said, why do you seem so happy? Amen. Why does it seem that your appearance, that you are so happy? And the little old fellow looked at him between beak and bill, praise God, and he says, my father told me that God, praise God, has always given us what is best. And he said, and he told the old fellow, said, if God has given me what is best, praise God, he said, why shouldn't I be happy? Amen. Praise the Lord. Little old legs crippled and bent and twisted all of his life, but glory, hallelujah. He said, if God made me this way, if that's what God chose the best for me, glory, hallelujah to God. Amen. Dressed in humility. Praise the Lord. It's sad sometimes that God has to bring us down a peg or two to get us to come with a humble spirit before Him. Amen. To get us into a humble nature in our life so we can be found pleasing unto the Lord. But He does that. Praise God. Now look what He says. Verse number 6, He said, humble yourself therefore under the mighty hand of God that He may exalt you in due time. Amen. You see, this little crippled boy, praise God, he humbled himself before the Lord. Amen. How does God, God gives His best. How does He give His best? Praise God, by His hand. Amen. That we might receive it by, the Peter says, that we might receive the best God's got by the hand of God. That God reached out, He ministers to us, praise God, to those who believe, to those who come with a humble spirit, a humble and a contrite spirit, praise God. God moves in our hearts. He begins to help us. Praise His name. He says that we might receive it from His hand, that we, you and I, might be exalted. Amen. That God reaches, that He gives us from His hand. And He gives it with the intent to exalt us and to lift us up. That we might be encouraged and encouragers for the Lord. Praise His holy name. What better aspect of being a child of God could this be than dressing up in humility? Humble spirit and come before God. and be like Isaiah and some of the others where they just said, Lord, here am I. Amen. Lord, here am I. Praise His holy name. That's all God wants us to do. Praise God. Because He's offering us His best. You say, preacher, how do we attain? How do we ever get to the place where we can get the best God's got? Amen. We come to God humbly, gratefully in humility. Amen. Come gratefully to God in humility, in a humble spirit. Amen. What does that mean? Let me tell you what it means. It means quit arguing with God. Hello? Quit arguing with God. A fellow called me yesterday and he said, you know, I just don't understand He said, I just don't understand. He said, I just don't see it, you know. I said, praise God, what you're doing? I said, you're arguing with God. Just accept God, praise God, as a believer, amen. You humble ourselves before the Lord and say, Lord, here am I. What Isaiah did, he said, I need somebody to go. Isaiah said, here am I, Lord, send me. Amen. It wasn't easy. He went and he preached. He preached his heart out. He kind of like most preachers today. Hello. He said, he got to a place, brother. He said, Lord, how long? Amen. He said, I've been in it for a while. Praise God. I'm trying to tell them the best I can. I'm trying to tell them how much you love us, how much you want to help us, how much you want to encourage us, what you want to do for us, but they just don't seem to listen. He said, Lord, how long? Amen. He said, I've come just as humbly as I know how. I'm trying to serve you as good as I know how. Lord, how long? And the Lord says, He said, just keep preaching it. Just keep telling it till there's no one else to tell. Amen. He said, I'll preserve a remnant. He said, there'll be some that'll hear. Amen. You know, that's where we get our encouragement. If it wasn't for the Word of God telling us, hey, just go out and proclaim the Word. He said, it'll not go out, vine. He said, somebody will hear. Amen. See, there's a big difference than hearing and listening. Amen. We can hear what somebody says all day long. Amen. But actually listen to what we're hearing makes the difference. When we come with a humble spirit and we say, Lord, I know what You're saying and I'm going to try my best to do it. Amen. In humility, when we're dressed in humility, praise God, we have those desires from God to do those things that's pleasing unto Him so that He can get glory out of our lives so we can come out of here excited about what God's doing. Listen, this thing's winding up. Amen. The clock has been ticking since 1948 when Israel became a nation again. Praise God. We're living on in those last days, the dispensation of grace. The clock is ticking and we just need to get in and say, glory, hallelujah, to God be the glory. Because He'll get glory out of all of it. His magnificent power will be manifest. Praise God. We see the manifestation, praise God, in His people. We still see, as wicked as the world is, we're still seeing souls saved. We're still seeing the Holy Spirit, praise God, that porter that opens unto the door. We're still seeing Him open the door. We're still seeing people getting in. We're still people getting so excited about the things of God. That's the big part. That's the part that matters the most. Amen. Praise the Lord. When we dressed in humility, we begin to see these things. And He said that it's given by the mighty hand of God that they may exalt you in due time. Amen. We'll be lifted up. I tell you one thing, glory to God, one of these days we're going to be lifted up and we're going to be lifted out. He's going to take us out of here to be with Him.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. That's exciting. Praise the Lord. I'm looking forward to it. You say, preacher, you want to die? No, I don't want to die. I want to go be with Jesus. Amen. Get rid of all the toil and the strife and the aggravation that's in this world. Be with a perfect Savior in a perfect communion with Him forever and ever. It's not just a day and a moment time, but it's through eternity. He said, I'll offer you, those that believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, he said he'd offer us eternal life. Life unending. Amen. Life of joy and peace and harmony with God Almighty. Amen. Praise his name. But we said we got to come grateful. We got to come in humility of spirit before God. And I come to the Lord. You see, God chose me. He invited me. Amen. You say, preacher, what'd you do? I went to him, praise God. He invited me to come unto him, and I did. Praise the Lord. It ain't been the same since. Praise God. Now, I've not always been as close to him as I'd like to be, but he's always been there to welcome me when I turn around from my ways and start looking to him. Amen. I start looking for him, praise God. He's always there. He's never left me for forsake me. He's always been present with me. Praise his name. So when God speaks to my heart, listen to me, from a humble spirit, praise God, when we're dressed in humility, God can speak to our heart. And he says, and when he says to her, he said, hey, like he did, praise God, he said, hey, just look and live. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to look. Amen. When God says unto me, only believe. You know what I'm going to do, Aaron? Brother, I'm just going to believe. Amen. Praise God. He said, look and live. I'm going to look to live. He says, only believe. He said, believe. I'm going to believe. I'm going to be a believer. Amen. Praise God. When he says, only trust. He said, trust me. I'm going to say, God, I trust you. Amen. I don't trust mankind much at all. That's not nothing against you. Amen. I just know how we are. It's that nature, praise God, that we have. We talked about it a while ago. God resists us the proud. Amen. But praise God, I'm glad we can trust the Lord. So if we look to him and we believe on him and we trust him, that's what believing is, by the way. It means to trust in, to adhere to, and to rely on in, and to adhere to believe on Lord Jesus Christ as our Lord and our Savior. To know that he's there for us. Praise God. In humility, we can do that. Amen. In humility, we can look. In humility, we can believe. In humility, we can trust the Lord. Amen. With a haughty and a contrite spirit, you can't do that. And I know it's a hard thing to put down this old flesh that we live in. Paul said, that I would, I do not, and that I would not, that I do. He said, he's caught up. He said, I try to do right. I try to be good. I try to do right things. He said, but it seems like this old flesh is fighting me every day. He said, I'm a man caught between two. Praise God, between a rock and a hard place, and I don't know what to do. He said, oh, wretched man, praise God. He said, who can deliver me from this body of death? He said, it's just like death. He said, I can't get out from under it. But he said, oh, I know. He said, through the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He said, through Jesus Christ. He said, I get that deliverance because he is our deliverer. Amen. He delivers, praise God, from the pain and the anguish of this world. And all we got to do is just dress up in humility and come humbly before him. Amen. Praise God. He makes the difference. Say, Pastor Jeff, how do we do that? Since you've already affirmed to us this morning that it's almost impossible to have humility, to be humble in our spirit, to be humble in our lives. How can we do it? By putting our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Now let me just say this, and I'm done. Let me just tell you how to do this, and I'm finished. What we have to do, what you have to do, what I have to do, is we have to empty ourselves. Amen. We have to empty ourselves. We have to pour out that old person that we are. He said, where do we pour it out at, preacher? He says, he said, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. We have to come to the foot of Jesus, and we just have to cast this old self out before him. Just empty it out. Say, Lord, I know that you are God, and I'm not. And Lord, I need your help that I can come to you in a humble spirit, a humble manner, so that you can bless me and fill me, See, the thing about it is, a full glass, that ain't full, but a full glass, a full pitcher, amen, there's one's full. Amen, a full glass, even God himself can't add to. Amen. He can't add to something that's already full. And you know what I think today? I think a whole lot of us is so full of ourselves. Amen. Oh me. That we don't have time, that we don't have a place for God to reside. That's why we struggle so much. But Peter says, praise God, he says, God wants to fill you. He wants to reach down. He wants to pour out his blessings. He wants to love you and help you to be loved and help you to expand that. But he says, in order to do that, he said, we're going to have to cast all of our cares, amen, upon the Lord. We're going to have to come, church, we're going to have to come empty ourselves. So we've been praying about a Holy Ghost Spirit, Spirit-filled revival. Amen. If we're going to have revival, then we've got to be dressed up in humility. Dressed up in humility. When we come to darken the doors of the house of God, dressed in humility so God can bless us, pour out His hand. From His hand, He can begin to fill that vessel. And when that vessel is slam empty, amen, praise God, where it don't have anything that corrupts or defiles in it, then God can begin to pour in it and begin to fill it up with those good things from the portals of glory. There's no hindrance, praise God, nothing to hold us back, but the divine fullness of God, it's there. It's real. I mean, it is real today. Just a whole lot of us don't ever get it because we don't really want it. Or maybe we just don't really know how to get it. We don't realize it, praise God, that Christ, praise God, He emptied Himself of self. He emptied Himself of selfishness. Amen. When He prayed over there in the garden, Brother Bill, He was in anguish. Because there was something come upon Him. Sin was going to be poured upon Him. He was going to have sin upon Him. Who had never known sin was going to become sin. Think about it. We struggle with sin. Sin is painful. Sin is hurtful. It puts you in an anguish. Jesus became sin. Amen. But you know what He did? He bowed and he emptied Himself of self and selfishness and self-centeredness. He said, Lord, if there's any way that this cup can pass from me, Lord. But He said this, He said, not my will, but Thine be done. You know what Jesus was saying to the Father? He says, Father, I just empty my cup out here before You. I just empty my cup and Father, You fill it with what You'd have me to have so it'd bring glory to Your name. Amen. And our Savior went through the most awful torment that this world had ever known. Praise God. But He come out victory because He emptied Himself and God Almighty filled Him with His grace and His mercy. The angels came and ministered to Him. Amen. Encouragement from heaven. On our Lord Jesus Christ. He prayed so hard, so contently, that His Bible said that his sweat fell as blood, great drops of blood. Anguish of His heart. As He was emptying Himself out. Amen. So He could be filled with the help from heaven. Amen. Dressed in humility. How do we get dressed in humility? By emptying ourselves out. Say, Lord, please help me. God, as I come, not that You would humble me, but that I would come humble before You. That I could humble myself in the presence of an almighty God. He said, be clothed with humility. For God resists the proud and giveth grace to the humble. Grace unto the humble? That's God's unmerited favor. Favor that we don't deserve. But God says, hey, listen, He said, if you'll humble yourself, be dressed in humility, praise God, He said, through My grace, I'll just fill you and give you everything that you'll ever need. Praise God. What about that? I mean, there ain't a bank in Asheville or in America that can give you everything you'll ever need. But God says if we'll just come with a humble spirit before God, humble ourselves before Him, that He'll reach down the blessings of God, just pour them out to you because He can. Because He's God. But we got to learn humility. Amen? To be pride. Get it out of the way. Amen? How do you overcome pride? Through humility. A humble spirit. Amen.